Hello, and welcome back to the Tax Advisor and Biz Coach Success Podcast. The purpose of these episodes is to help entrepreneurs become more successful, avoid tax and other business headaches. Remember to tune in frequently, as we will be sharing tips, secrets, and expert recommendations in how you can manage your finances, improve wealth, and grow your business. Please like, share, and subscribe. Here's your host, Liz Soria.
Hello, everyone. Here again, it's Liz at ETBS, your tax advisor, your business coach, and I'm here for you. I promise you we're going to do a series of different videos, so call them podcasts, where you can listen to this. And definitely, today we're going to discuss about something that I think is really important that has to do with sales tax and Amazon. Oh, boy. I know. And talk about Nexus, right? So this is a big thing right now. And let me go ahead and share here my video. That way some of you who are watching me on YouTube, you can actually, hi there. Again, Liz Soria. I also like to go ahead and share my screen here, okay? And so anyhow, I'm gonna go ahead and make this a little bigger, my screen, that way you can see me. There we go. All right, great. And I always like to do eye contact as much as I can. Kind of difficult sometimes with cameras, as we're not able to see eye to eye with the other person in the other side. So anyhow, again, today it's a continuation of a series of things that I'm doing for all those who are selling in Amazon, not only that, but also in eBay, or they have the e-commerce, website. Because I think, as I always have mentioned, it's important that you continued by all means. You continue to build your customer base, okay? As much as I really, really like so much Amazon, remember, they're not your customers. So while it's great for your revenue to expand yourself, always keep in mind that you always are looking for things that are going to, definitely help you, do this. So I want to make sure that we covered the sales tax because it's a hot topic. And I know a lot of people are telling me, well, Liz, where are we heading with all this? But this is nothing new, folks. I mean, this has been going on for a long, long time. And I told my current sellers, it's just a matter of time before, the government is going to be stepping in and states, because they're suffering, they want to start collecting the tax. And the way to look at it is, if you have presence, remember, through Nexus, meaning that any warehouse that's selling your product, you're responsible for that sales tax. If you have, employees working in certain states, and maybe some of you might be thinking, well, Liz, if I don't have employees, who cares? I can have contractors. Well, sorry to give you bad news, folks. That's also your responsibility. If you have independent contractors, they're your responsibility. That means that you have presence on that state. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways of people that sometimes, because we don't have the right information, and I know it can be very confusing. I tell you, because I watch, whenever I have a couple minutes here and there, I try and watch others, on YouTube and different channels. And I hate to bring this up, but I must. I'm a little bit from in between, I call it the new and the old generation. And I can tell you that, what I have noticed myself is that, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that talk too much, and they lack in experience, folks. And if somebody's lacking experience, it's very difficult that someone can teach you, and follow them as a leader when they're lacking their own experience. And that only comes with time, and we know that. I always been a firm believer of having, fundamentals of having your career, establishing yourself, whatever field is that you want to become an expert in. But definitely, experience, it's it's a big plus. Again, please be careful who you listen to and make sure that they do have sufficient, you know, a background and experience. But let's go back to sales tax. That's really, really what I want to discuss about, because I'm really concerned about what's happening out there. And like I said, I've been sharing this for a long time. And one of the things is, for example, one of the top news as of this year is that they were going to impose Amazon to start collecting sales tax, because they notice that sellers are, you know, ignoring the rules. And the way they look at it is, well, you know, you don't want to establish, you know, a sales tax account for every single state. Wow. I understand. It's a lot. It really is. It's overwhelming. But remember that there's so many third parties and softwares out there that can handle this. That, you know what, it's just open it up, establish it with them, because it's reasonable. Goodness, and I'm sure some of you who are really, you're already selling Amazon or eBay or even your own platform, that you can utilize these software companies. And you know what, it's affordable. They do a good service, and you don't need to worry about it. I think that's fantastic. I mean, you can outsource so much now in these days compared to 10 years ago, okay? So there's so many things have changed in our favor. So by all means, there's no excuse. We really can't afford it if we want to really do it. So this is what I tell folks. Look at your list. What states are you selling the most? Go and apply. Open up your account. Okay, establish, like I said, these kind of services like TaxJar, right? TaxJar. I'm sure you heard about them. If you haven't, now you have. I think they do a great service. I like also Avalara. They much larger company. I think they have a little more expertise. It doesn't mean they're a little more expensive, but definitely they can do some extra service to help you in the process of collecting your sales tax. You know, I look at it this way. If you can avoid anything that has to do with the government or the state, by all means, please do. Because at the long term, you can end up paying so much in penalty and interest that it's not a joke. I mean, it's just not worth it. So please. This is the right thing. Like I said, I understand if you do want to sell, maybe you're like, this is not worth it to me. I mean, how the hell am I going to be open in every single state? And I really understand that. I really do. I can assure you, I can get in your shoes. Because like I said, one of my niches is really, or niche, as we call it, you know, it's definitely, you know, e-commerce. And that's how I'm able to help many of my clients now regarding the OSIS issue, because a lot of people, they come to us, they're not sure, they want to start maybe, not sure what entity they want to use, what structure. Again, we're not attorneys, blah, blah, blah. We cannot give you legal advice, but definitely I can refer you to other good attorneys. And, you know, one thing we can help you has to do with the tax structure and tell you exactly what's going to be more beneficial for you. Not for your neighbor, not for your friend, for you. Because we all have different plans. We all have different necessities. And we need to realize where you're at and where you want to head. Okay? And you're always going to hear me say this because it is important, folks. I know a lot of people cutting corners, doing yourself approach. Hey, that's wonderful. But please be careful. Invest a little money and time, and it's going to pay off for a long, long time. So again, Washington State, oh boy. They got really, really, really upset, and finally they have imposed their state laws. Amazon has to collect now on behalf of the sellers. Mm-hmm. So they're definitely one of them that raised their happiness since the beginning of this year, 2018. I'm looking at my list here. We have also, for example, Pennsylvania. They're already doing it as of this year. So if you're selling and that's one of your hot states, then not much to worry about. I mean, they're going to be collecting already in your behalf. Again, we have also another state here, Rhode Island. So as you can see, the states up north, they're becoming a little bit tougher. They want their sales tax. They want to start collecting. They've been hurting for a long time. And then one of the other states who are coming up very soon, probably is not going to take effect probably until, I would say maybe next year, 2019, will probably be Minnesota. Okay. But right behind that, every other state is it's just in a queue. I mean, if it's not in the next few months, it's going to happen next year or the following. I mean, but this is happening. This is not just already, well, it may happen, like a lot of people kept their fingers crossed for a long time. And they probably were thinking, hey, you know what? We don't care. I mean, you know, we're going to wait. Well, the waiting period's over. So meaning that we are here and this is the moment. And again, set up your accounts. You're selling in specific states, set it up. Make sure that you have everything established, that you can actually have things in order. And like I said, even if Amazon, as they're going down the list and they're being imposed, like I said, by these states to collect in their behalf, if you can do it and you can volunteer and you know you're already doing sufficient sales, by all means, start collecting. Because you know what the worst thing is? It's like what has happened with some of my clients is they, well, now I got hit with a couple thousand dollars in collection. Yes, I understand. And guess what? It's coming out of your pocket. Because remember, you were not collecting for that percentage. So now you have to pay out of your own, not gross, out of your net sales. And ouch, that hurts, okay? So again, if you know you're really selling a certain portion, you know, please do yourself a favor. Like I say, use one of these software companies, start collecting, start paying. It's reasonable. Like I said, Nexus is becoming a really, really topic that I've been seeing it for quite a few years. And I know some people thought, this is just exaggerating. This is not going to happen. Here it is. Here it is, folks. It's happening. This is a reality. But again, we don't need to, you know, worry about it. We shouldn't be getting upset about it. Let's just do the right thing. That means that, you know, like I said, let's get things, you know, set up and start paying our shares. I mean, and let's all be happy and continue our business. And hopefully we're going to prosper and this is going to continue growing. I mean, this is the future, the e-commerce. And if you haven't watched my other video that I recently recorded in regards to what have happened in Amazon and in the stock market value when I dropped almost a $50 billion loss for the shareholders. I think that would be an interesting thing to also to watch. And again, I want to thank you for, as always, your time. You know, I really appreciate it. Any comments, you know, subscriptions, I mean, we're here to help you, me and my team. Again, whatever we can do to help you to start on the right foot, that's what we want you to do. We want you to be successful. And when we start the right way, I think it helps a lot, you know, to, you know, just follow the guidelines, you know. Don't let them knock on your door, you know. And like I always say, you know, if you start collecting now, less than you have to worry about. So once again, Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, to listen to my podcast. If that's where you listen through my SoundCloud.com, you can look it up under my name, Liz Soria, LizSoria, or over here at our YouTube channel. Also, you can look it up as a, you know, tax advisor. And again, we're here to help you, whether you need some training in your QuickBooks, you want to do it yourself, or you want to train one of your staff from avoiding making mistakes, anything that's related to e-commerce, that's what we can help you with. And thank you so much, again, for your time, for everything, to listen to us. And like I said, you know, subscribe, like, and share, because it does help a lot. And, you know, without you, without the audience, I mean, we wouldn't be here. That's the truth. And that's how we all growing and helping each other, right? So once again, thank you so much, Liz Soria. Until next time, folks, thank you. And take care of yourself. And again, like I said, you have any feedbacks, any comments, feel free to reach out to me, okay? Thank you so much, and God bless. Bye-bye.